This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has accepted a proposal to bridge differences, holding a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza, and he called on Hamas to do the same without saying whether the latest draft had addressed concerns cited by the militant group.
Now, what the challenge is, besides Hamas agreeing to the bridging proposal, is to make sure that there are clear understandings on how the different parties are going to make good on their commitments.
Blinken spoke after holding a 2.5-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, and Blinken is expected to travel to Egypt and Qatar. Ukrainian local authorities say that families on Monday were ordered to urgently evacuate Pokrovsk, an eastern city Russian troops have been pushing towards for months. Reporter Anna Chernikova joined VOA's Flashpoint on Front Monday.
Pokrov's direction in the Donetsk region is currently the toughest point at the Ukrainian front line on the territory of Ukraine. And General Sirsky, who is reporting every day to President Zelensky and to the public about this, he's saying that situation is getting worse and situation is getting tougher for Ukrainian forces to keep the defense line. So Russian forces have advanced there.
Kenya's new finance minister says that some of the proposed taxes that led to weeks of deadly protest earlier in the year will be reintroduced through a tax amendment bill as the country struggles to find revenue to pay off debts to lenders, including the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and China. The announcement in a local television interview broadcast Sunday has already drawn criticism from some Kenyans. This is VOA News. The United States envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, said Monday peace talks were in progress in Switzerland days after the announcement of the reopening of the country's Adri crossing with Chad.
This model's working. We are actively moving forward in conversation with the army and with the rapid support forces.
Sudan's sovereign council said late last week it would allow the use of the Adri border crossing with Chad for 3 months. A move long awaited by aid agencies trying to send aid into areas of the Darfur region that are threatened by famine. Global monitors say more than 6 million people face food insecurity across Darfur, which is mostly controlled by the RSF, the army's rival in a 16-month war. And famine has taken hold in North Darfur's Zamzam camp. Dozens of protesters broke through a security fence near the site of the Democratic National Convention on its opening day as thousands took to the streets to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza. Families with babies and strollers, students, elected leaders, and others holding signs and flags joined the march on Monday to the United Center, where the convention is being held to call for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. As a larger group marched peacefully, a few dozen who broke away tore down pieces of the security fence. The Democratic Republic of Congo is hoping to receive its first doses of an Mpox vaccine next week, following promises from Japan and the United States to help fight its outbreak. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
Their arrival would help address a huge inequity that left African countries with no access to the two shots used in a 2022 outbreak, while the vaccines were widely available in Europe and the U.S. Global vaccine group Gavi said last week it had up to $500 million to spend on getting shots to impacted countries. The DRC's health minister said, quote, Gavi has offered to make the vaccines available, and we agreed. The World Health Organization declared Mpox a global public health emergency last week for the second time in 2 years, as new variant Clade 1B spread rapidly in Africa.
Reuters' Christy Kilburn. Russian President Vladimir Putin has held talks with his Azerbaijani counterpart as a two-day trip to secure Moscow's under-pressure trade routes and also to shore up ties in the South Caucasus. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.